Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We just got a text from B. Mitch. Brian just sent us a picture. He is 90 miles done. So he's got to be close, because the whole thing, I think, was like 108 miles or something?
109.
109. All right. Do we hear from B while we're still on the air? That gives him about an hour. About an hour to finish 19 miles. It's hot as hell, and he's been riding that bike now for 6 hours, right?
I say, yeah, they get it done in an hour. We'll hear from him before we get off.
I think we will, too. I have faith in Mr. Mitchell. Dude, so the Olympic golf is going on, and in the world of, like, the LIV and the PGA, and nobody really plays with each other anymore, all of a sudden, Olympic golf is pretty juicy. They are done for the day, right, Toby? What's that leaderboard? I know you had it up earlier.
Yeah, Xander Schauffele is at 11 under. Matsuyama ran into a little bit of trouble on 18. He's now at 11 under par. And Fleetwood also bogeyed 18, and I think he's tied at 11 under par. So got three tied atop the leaderboard, big names as well.
What's crazy is, so I said, B and I kind of disagreed on this, right? I think Xander, now that he's won two majors this year, should be player of the year. And B still thinks it should be Scotty, because he's had just so much success. Most of that success, he won the Masters, obviously, but then he won a bunch. I mean, I think he won six tournaments on the PGA Tour, which is just unbelievable, right? Like, it's so impressive. But I think if Xander gets the gold, that really locks it in.
Yeah, it feels like that, right? I mean, Xander's been fantastic, and he's been so close for so long, and then he finally breaks through, and it just feels like now you can see the floodgates open because that pressure's been taken off of him. It's so tough, though, because Scheffler, we're talking about one of the most dominant stretches in a long time, and then Schauffele's the one with two majors. So I don't think there's a wrong answer, but, I mean, it's also hard when you've got a guy that won two majors. How could he not be the player of the year?
Right. All right, I'm going to run you through the leaderboard, and then we're all going to pick a winner. Fleetwood and Schauffele are tied at first at 11 under. Is this right? Because this has Hideki at 11 under also.
He is. Yeah.
All right, so the three of them are all tied for first.
Yeah.
So you got a Brit, an American, and a Japanese dude. After that, John Rahm, I gotta say, ESPN, your website is driving me crazy. Stop with these pop-ups. Good God. John Rahm tied for fourth at 9 under. Thomas Dietrich, who I don't have a... Is it Dietrich?
Dietrich.
Dietrich is a German dude or a Belgian dude?
I think Belgium.
I think he's Belgian. He's at 8 under. CT Pan is 8 under. Tom Kim is 8 under. I don't know. What is that flag next to CT Pan?
Not sure.
This appears to be like a political situation where they gave him like an Olympic flag.
It's probably Taiwan.
Taiwan, maybe? Okay. There you go. Good intel landfill. So Dietrich, Pan, Kim, Jaeger is German. Guido Migliozzi is 7 under. That sounds like my wife's maiden name, honestly. And then Scheffler's tied for 10th with Joaquin Niemann. Eric Van Ruyen, who's a talented South African fella. Matt Fitzpatrick's a major winner. He's there at 5 under. Jason Day is 5 under. Rory McIlroy, 5 under. Morikawa, 4 under. The list goes on and on, right? Toby, you start. Who wins the gold?
I feel like I got to go with an American. Maybe Scotty makes a runs at it, but I kind of feel like Xander. Like, you look at the guys at the top of the leaderboard. Fleetwood went 67-64, so a really good day today. Matsuyama went 63-68, so a really good day yesterday. Xander's just 65-66. Like, he might just go out there and shoot 66s the rest of the round and win the rest of the tournament, win this thing. I'm going to go with Xander. Why not?
I mean, it's hard to argue with. Jeff, who's your Olympic golf gold medalist pick?
From what we was just watching, I'm going to have to go with Xander Schauffele, too. I thought Matsuyama was going to get it, but then he just had this one hole, and he hasn't, like, been able to take the lead yet.
Yeah, he had a double on 18, I think. Not exactly finishing strong. Professor Landini, known for telling it like it is, who you got winning the Olympic gold?
I'm also going to go with Xander because he was consistent on both days, so I think he probably will be. Where Fleetwood and Matsuyama have been a little up and down, so I'm going to go with Xander.
I've got it. But you've been a Tom Kim guy. I thought you might take Kim.
No, I'm taking Xander.
All right. I will be the only one to do something different here then. I think John Rahm, I think he hates his decision to go to LIV, even though they gave him all... what, $700 million? I think that makes the decision a lot easier. But he just seems unhappy. You always see these videos of him screaming at LIV fans because he wants it quiet, and they're just hooting and hollering. Rahm just won whatever LIV tournament was in England. He's just too off the lead. I think Rahm needs something. I think, like, the competitor in him, the major champion winner in him, I think he needs to, like, remind the world and maybe kind of remind himself that he is one of the best golfers on the planet. I'm taking John Rahm. And, you know, Spain just won the Euros. It's kind of... Spain's got something cooking. I'm taking John Rahm.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.